number 10 with me. And you talk about the disreputable, the leper, the thief, the murderer. And now we have a woman who is caught in immorality. Caught. And she was brought. She didn't come to Jesus on her own. The Bible says she was brought to Jesus by the men who caught her in the act. And take a look at verse number 10. She had been there on the ground. Jesus said, let me start with verse 7 because that sets up the rest of the passage. So when they continued asking him, he lifted up himself and said unto them, he that is without sin among you, let him first cast a stone at her. She had committed a sin in the law, the Old Testament, Levitical law, that was worthy of death. And again, he stooped down and wrote on the ground. And they which heard it, being convicted by their own conscience, went out one by one, beginning at the eldest, even unto the last. And Jesus was left alone, and the woman standing in the midst. When Jesus had lifted up himself and saw none but the woman, he said unto her, woman, where are those thine accusers? Hath no man condemned thee? She said, no man, Lord. Jesus said unto her, neither do I condemn thee. Go and sin no more. This man recognized Jesus as Lord. This woman recognized him as Lord. The man on the cross recognized him. Where their testimonies are today, we know at least the man on the cross is with Christ. We trust and hope that these others, that it is a picture of their faith in Christ. But the truth of the matter is, what's happening to them, I don't know. But I know this, you can know for sure where you're going today. You can know if you receive Christ as Savior. Jesus touched the untouchable. He touched the untouchable out of his compassion. Mark chapter 1 records this moment as well. In verse 41, it says this, and Jesus, moved with compassion, put forth his hand and touched him, and saith unto him, I will, be thou clean. Compassion is that which empathizes. It's a more of a modern word. It empathizes. It feels what another person feels. It identifies with their pain, typically, and agony. And Jesus was identifying with this man when he put his hand on him. He said, now listen. I mean, if you were watching this, wouldn't you think, Jesus is going to get leprosy too? But that did not stop Jesus from loving him. He touched this man knowing he needed help. And here's the question for us. Do we segregate from the untouchables? No way. I don't want that rubbing off on me. But wait a minute. If you have Christ and you can share his message with others, it doesn't mean you have to live in squalor and whatnot, but perhaps there's a need out there that somebody is waiting for somebody to tell them about. And you can be the one God uses. Are we willing to be moved by Christ's compassion? By Christ's compassion. This week, we're by God's grace, we're praying, we're planning, we've invited, and if you can still bring somebody, please do. Boys and girls from families that perhaps they don't know where they're going to sleep tomorrow night. We have young people who are moved from house to house around here because their families are broken. And I'm here to tell you, God can mend families. He can make it where he can be the one in charge of things. But the truth of the matter is, these are young people that are going to need somebody to tell them about the Lord and show them compassion, show them God's love. Are we willing to be moved, whether it's this week or some other group of people or time that we're out there? Will you be moved by Christ's compassion, the leper and Christ? Let's look at the third thought here. We go back to Matthew. And this is the good part of the story. Verse number 3 and verse 4 again says, and Jesus put forth his hand and touched him, saying, I will, be thou clean. And immediately his leprosy was clean. And Jesus saith unto him, see, thou tell no man, but go thy way and show thyself to the priest and offer the gift that Moses commanded for a testimony unto them. The leper made clean. There is no one so defiled that Jesus can't make clean. Now remember, the Bible says he didn't condemn the woman who came to him, who was brought to him, I should say. And What did he say after that? Go and sin no more. Hey, I can make you clean, but here's what you need to do. Walk in the righteous life. Continue to be clean. Change what is whatever it is that's keeping you from that. Change that and walk with Christ. Walk with me and live clean. And here the Bible tells us this man was made clean, and Jesus gave him some instruction after that. And there is no one so defiled that Jesus can't make clean. Would you go with me to 1 Corinthians chapter 6? Chapter 6. You might say, well, man, I'm glad I wasn't brought up in that kind of a atmosphere or this kind of terrible background. Man, thank God I have these kind of parents and this kind of life, and we should be thankful. Amen. But remember, salvation is not having a better house or better clothes or better life necessarily in the sense of we're successful. What is salvation? 1 Corinthians chapter 6, take a look. Verse number 9 is where I'm going to start. Paul talking to the church at Corinth, the believers of Christ at Corinth. Here's what he says. Know ye not that the unrighteous shall not inherit the kingdom of God? Be not deceived. Neither fornicators, nor idolaters, nor adulterers, nor effeminate, nor abusers of themselves with mankind, nor thieves, nor covetous, nor drunkards, nor revilers, nor extortioners shall inherit the kingdom of God. And then he says, and such, what, were some of you, but ye are washed, but ye are sanctified, but ye are justified. How? In the name of the Lord Jesus. And by the Spirit of our God, the Bible tells us there is no one so defiled. And by the way, there's no one too good for Jesus to clean either. Amen. Right. Amen. All of us need his cleansing for salvation. And by the way, as a Christian, we still need to come to him for cleansing. Amen. Not for salvation, but for sanctification. As the Bible says here, sanctified, living a life that is set apart to him through God's Holy Spirit's help. This man was made clean the moment Jesus commanded it. His testimony of cleansing was seen and confirmed by men. Jesus told him in verse 4, go thy way, show thyself to the priest, and offer the gift that Moses commanded for a testimony unto them. This was part of, again, the Levitical law. Men, if leprosy was cleansed, they were to offer an offering to God, a sacrifice. Sacrifice that indicates, first of all, they're clean, and second of all, they're thankful to God and honoring him. His testimony showed he was cleansed. Have you experienced the joy of being clean? The Bible tells us that Christ saves the moment we ask him. You put your faith in him, God says, I will save you. For whosoever shall call upon the name of the Lord shall be saved. That's salvation. That's changing from a life that is without God to a life that is. A life without a Savior to a life that is. A life whose destiny is not with God to a destiny with him eternally and a home in heaven. And by the way, a testimony to tell others too, to let them know they can have it too. Christ saves the moment we ask him. By the way, Christian friend, the Father forgives and cleanses the moment we ask him. Would you go to 1 John chapter 1? 1 John chapter 1. And you may know this verse or these group of verses together very, very well. But let's take a look at them. We need reminding. 1 John chapter 1. Let me start in verse number 8, and I'll read verse 9 as well. In fact, let's read it together. Let's read it together. Verse 8 and 9, they're great verses. Let's read them together. If we say that we have no sin, we deceive ourselves, and the truth is not in us. If we confess our sins, he is faithful and just to forgive us our sins and to cleanse us from all unrighteousness. Here the Bible tells us, if we claim, no, I'm perfect now, I'm a Christian, I don't do any wrong anymore. God said, and by the way, 1 John is to Christians, it's not to the unsaved, it's to believers. In fact, it helps prove, it helps show us what proves that our faith in Christ is real. It's the real deal. And he says, one of the things is, if we say we have no more sin, that is not the sin that condemns us to hell, but the sin that we daily have to deal with. our thoughts, our words, our actions, our relationships. If we say that that's all perfect and well, God says, listen, you need to take a closer look. And he's got the magnifying glass to show us, amen? He's got the magnifying glass to say, okay, here's what you need to bring to me. But we have to be willing to come to him. Then he says, all right, we've seen that. We know what it is, Lord. If we confess our sins, if we agree with him and ask him to forgive, he is faithful and just to forgive us our sins and to cleanse us from what? All unrighteousnesses. Man, I like that word all, don't you? Sometimes it's very discouraging. The Bible says, for all have sinned. But then it says, all can be cleansed if we confess and ask him. The Bible tells us the Father forgives and cleanses the moment we ask him. Let me ask you this question. We started it with it this morning. Do you have the compassion that Christ has? Compassion for the unclean. Do you need to be cleansed by Christ? The Bible says we can have that wonderful new life in Jesus if we accept him. And he also says as a believer in Christ, we can have a clean relationship with him when we confess and ask him today. Do you have compassion for the unclean? Heavenly Father, we love you and we thank you for your amazing love. We thank you, God, that you are always right. And we need you, Lord, to be right. But it has to start with Christ. Lord, I pray today, would you help us to consider not just where we're at personally, but how are we in treating others who need to be clean? Do we have compassion? Are we willing to do what Jesus did? Oh God, if not, then show us what we need to do. Help us to give our will to you. I ask your help, Lord, this week. I ask your help today. Lord, help us to see not just the cleansing of Christ, but the way we need to walk with him when it's time for cleansing too. I pray your help at this time of invitation in Jesus' name. Amen. With heads bowed and eyes closed, let me ask a couple questions, please, and then we'll finish off. Perhaps you're here this morning, and we asked a little bit ago, but by raise of hand, perhaps you can testify, yes, I've been cleansed by Christ for salvation. I know I'm saved. I've accepted him as my Savior. This is my hand in testimony to that. Praise the Lord. Amen. All around us. Thank you. You may put them down. Now let me ask you this question. Has God spoken to you, Christian, that some of the compassion of Christ has been missing? It's been missing in your life. If God's spoken to you, would you respond in just a few moments when the music begins to play? Oh, God wants to work through you and me, and he can, but he says, would you be willing to be compassionate like Jesus? Second question, heads are bowed, eyes are closed. Perhaps you're here this morning, Pastor, I think I need that cleansing. I think I need that cleansing with Christ. I've heard about it, I know about it, but I've not put my faith in him, and I'm ready to do that today. No one else is looking around, and I promise you I will not use anybody's name. We don't want to embarrass anybody, but I sure would like to see if that's the need for you. Pastor, pray for me. I need Christ. I know I do. Would you remember me when you close today? I think I need that salvation today. Yes, I see that. Yes, I see that. I'll pray. You may put your hand down. Any others this morning, pray for me. I think I need that salvation. Would you remember me? Not by name, but just by need. God, you're so good to us, and we know you can save right now. So Lord, I pray whatever the needs are, whether it's a need to be more like our Savior or a need to receive the Savior, that this would happen before we leave this place. And I pray you'd get the glory for everything, anything done to glorify you. And I ask this in Jesus' name. Amen. Heads are bowed, please. Eyes are closed. If you are able, would you stand, please, with me, with heads bowed and eyes closed? I'm going to ask the organ to softly play the song we'll sing. When she begins to play, if God's speaking to you, now's the time to respond. Christian, now's the time to respond, asking God's help in growth, in compassion, and whatever he may be showing. Now's the time to respond, friend. If that's what you need to do, accept Christ. I've got my Bible I'd like to show you. If it's a lady, we have ladies who can show you. If that's the need, let's take care of it. It can be done today, forever, taken care of. As she begins to play, would you respond? Five, three, one. Would you turn there with me, please? 531. If God's speaking, would you respond? You can do it right where you're at and talk to him there. If you'd like to talk with someone or pray with someone, we'd be happy to do that. Whatever the Lord's leading, would you follow? Follow him. So send I you. He says here in verse number one.
So send I you.
Amen. We can be a part of that. We need that too. We need it personally. And let's try to be a testimony for him. Pray for us this week, Vacation Bible School, that God can really use it in the lives of not just boys and girls, but their families and our workers. You know, our workers need God to work too. We can use that. So let's go ahead and ask God's help with that. I'm going to ask Mike Kleehammer, would you please close out our morning with prayer? And then we'll meet back later today and join us for that.